I feel good.
All right, well, thanks for joining us today. We got a very special guest, a local author. He's a dad, he's a husband, and from what I've heard, an incredible writer. He's got some cool stuff out. Now, I wanted to have him on my podcast and want to kind of spread the love as because you have a love of writing. And so please welcome to the podcast, Dan Schrader. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. Thanks for having me on here.
Well, it's a pleasure, man. What's funny, I'm going to kind of paint the picture for everybody listening today. Your mother-in-law and my wife are best friends.
Yeah.
And so we've met at birthday parties. My wife does a Christmas thing. And I think that's where I got to know you the best.
For years, yeah.
Yeah. So, got to know you that way, but one thing I didn't know, you're a writer. And how long have you been writing?
It's a dark secret.
It is a dark secret.
I've been writing since I was in the fourth grade.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I kind of got that picture in my head because when you told me what you were doing and stuff, I'm like, well, man, this sounds like the way you were talking about it. It's like, okay, this is something you've done a while. And I could almost tell this is the leap you wanted to take.
Yeah, it's been a dream of mine since I was a kid.
Wow.
Is to at least, like, I've always wanted to have books published.
Now, and it's a specific genre. So to call you a horror author, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're going to talk, you have two books out? Is that right?
Yeah, I currently have a collection, yeah, and a novella.
Okay, well, let's tell folks what they are. You've got Soulless Lonesome, right?
Yes, yeah, Soulless Lonesome came out on Leap Day of this year.
What a perfect day to throw it out there. And look at the cover of it, I think, says it all.
Oh, yeah. It's got a lot of hidden dark meanings in it.
And that's wild. It's
the person that did that cover is amazing. She does artwork for a lot of the indie horror community.
Okay. Does a fine job.
And the story takes place 1984 on a leap year.
Oh, well, that makes the leap year more.
Yeah. It kind of worked out, really.
That's awesome. Now, before we get to the other one, how's it doing? Is it everything you expected it to be?
I mean, honestly, you kind of don't really know what to expect. I didn't know, if I sold one or two, I'd be happy.
Right.
I really just have always wanted to have my work out there, and I'm starting to get, like, a lot of good reviews, and it's surreal.
I bet it is.
I'm getting to meet so many great people and other authors, and they're asking me to help, like, to work on stories with them, and I'm actually collaborating on a book with somebody right now.
Oh, wow. I love when people in a certain field, no matter what it is, support one another, and then the next thing you know, the collaborations start.
Yeah.
And you build kind of a unity that's kind of awesome.
It's really cool. Met a lot of great people.
And you mentioned before we started recording, you made a list. What did you tell me? Was it this book that made the list, the Amazon list?
No, it's actually Those Who Live in Darkness, Volume 1. That's my debut collection.
Okay, so they go hand in hand, right?
Yeah, because Those Who Live in Darkness came out January 28th.
Okay. Talking about the cover, that's got an awesome cover. It's like a meaning within a meaning in the...
That's done by Matthew Wildeson, and he is a well-known indie horror author.
Wow.
I met him on social media and reached out, and he was nice enough to say, oh, man, yeah, I'll help you out. And he also did cover work, and I was like, can you help? And he read my stories. He actually blurbed the book, and he designed the whole thing. And
that's awesome.
Through him, I met Candace Nola and Stephen Kozanowski, and they're pretty big names. Candace Nola edited the book. And she's editing another book of mine right now.
Man, so this has taken on an entity of its own, which you could have only hoped for.
Yeah, it's...
So I could see this getting some traction everywhere, but I wanted people, at least do my part here locally, to know, hey man, we have a local author right here in the Wabash Valley who's been writing most of his life, and he's got some books out there, so I want people to know about it. And so Soulless Lonesome, and of course, Those Who Live in Darkness, Volume 1. You can get those books right now?
You can get them on Amazon. Soulless Lonesome's available ebook, paperback, and audiobook. Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Those Who Live in Darkness, you can get it on Amazon as well.
The genre of, and I think this is why I was most amazed, you write? And then I found out what you wrote. I'm like, wow, I'm kind of into that stuff. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, it's there's a whole like subgenre of extreme horror and splatterpunk horror. And I've kind of fallen into with writing that. Those Who Live in Darkness is a lot darker than, say, Soulless Lonesome. Soulless Lonesome has been described as like something written by Clive Barker and directed by David Cronenberg by Keystone Healy.
I like that, though. I like the description.
Dee McCluskey said he made my day when he was like, yeah, it reminds me of that movie Angel Heart.
Okay.
And I was like, I love that movie. Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies. So that's kind of what I was going for.
Well, that kind of confirms or kind of solidifies what you're doing when you hear stuff like that.
Yeah, it's all been amazing. It's a dream come true, really.
Well, we want to encourage people to be sure and get these books. Now, how would you recommend for someone that's listening, what do they need to do to get these books?
I have an Amazon author page.
Okay.
You can just look up my name, Dan Schrader, S-H-R-A-D-E-R. And then on there's a list of my books. I'm also involved in several anthologies.
And I'm thinking a year ago, I didn't even know you wrote.
Yeah.
That's just amazing, man.
It's crazy. Like, I kind of took the leap whenever my wife got pregnant.
And that's another thing. You know, we were explaining, I was explaining earlier how we met, and it was through family. You know, your wife, wonderful, and you're now a new dad.
Yep.
How's that going?
Oh, it's amazing.
It is. It's something, it's hard to describe.
It's, I mean, other than my full-time job, it's like her just taking care of her, learning to be a dad, and then now I'm an author.
What a year, huh?
At the same time, it's insane.
So when your wife was pregnant,
yeah,
that's when you decided to do it.
She encouraged me. She always supports me. Like, I've always had her reading, especially a lot of the stories in Those Who Live in Darkness. She read so many drafts of it, and she was like, "Why don't you just go online and like actually put yourself out there?" And she was like, "And use a pseudonym if you have to." So I found a website that wasn't very horror-driven. It was like a lit RPG and manga. But there was a little bit of horror on there. And I actually wrote all the stories in the collection and Soulless Lonesome on that website under Sutter Kane.
Oh, wow.
Was my pseudonym.
Okay.
And that was in April of last year.
Okay.
And now I have them published.
That's awesome. Yeah. Published as Dan Schrader.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And what does it feel like to see your name, like right there under something you wrote, that someone, an artist, put together this stuff from what you wrote? That's pretty cool stuff.
It is. I've always been like fascinated with literature and horror films and just everything like that. And to see my name on something has been
unreal.
It's something I've always wanted to do.
And you know what? You've got to experience over the last year what, you know, something as a father, you can't really put into words, holding your little one for the first time. But you've got to live that and see your name on some of your work all within the last year or two. And man, that's a pretty good couple of years, my man.
Oh, yeah. It's bittersweet, stressful.
The emotions, right?
Yeah. I know whenever it came, like I was talking and I was getting, signing contracts with some indie publishers and then dealing with like, all right, this book's going to come out here. And like, it just all happened so fast. Like, then I had people ask me to write other stuff with them. And then I was like, I need to like kind of take a break, like take
a break and a breath.
Hit the brakes. Cause I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I was like, I'm becoming a dad. And
by the way, full-time job, which you drove straight from to do this podcast. Yeah, yeah. That's a handful of stuff. But sometimes if you don't go for it, and it's your passion, obviously.
You got to get out of your comfort zone.
You do, and there's nothing worse than regrets. 5 years from now, if you wouldn't have taken it, maybe you couldn't in the future where you did now. Things just kind of line up right, and it's aligned the way it's supposed to be. So I'm glad you made that jump, because I think a passion, something you love to do, if you don't do it in the short time we're on this planet, that's sad. So I'm happy for you to be able to do this. I can tell the experiences And not only that, the collaborations have been exciting for
you. Oh, yeah. It's awesome. I'm actually going to AuthorCon 3 in Williamsburg, Virginia next month.
Well, so you're going to be around a bunch of other authors.
Over 200 horror authors in the U.S. It's for Scares That Care, a fundraiser.
I have heard of that, yes. Yeah. Wow. So let's say a year ago, do you figure you'd be going and hanging out with other authors and doing stuff like this?
No, not at all. It's I'm going to get to meet, hopefully, Brian Keene.
Wow.
And some other big names that I look up to.
Man, that's awesome. And you know, I see this, knowing you, Dan, I mean, it's like I'm lucky enough to know you and get to hang out with you before I even knew about any of this and see this unfold. This can be just like the stair steps that can take you even further. And you might not know what the next few books will be or where that'll take you. I mean, it's endless. It could be.
Yeah, a lot of people think they have this misconception whenever you write a book that you're automatically like, oh, when you quit your job.
Yeah, right.
No, you got to sell millions, like, and all kinds of, you know. And,
a little more to it than that, right?
And it's a passion of mine. So either way, if I sell two books, I'm happy.
It's something that you never thought you would ever be doing anyway.
Exactly. You know? And all it takes is the right person to recommend your book.
Right.
And then you blow up, like on TikTok or
whatever. It's amazing the different avenues of socials. How it can benefit and how it can get the word out. And I know I'll do my part with my big mouth. We'll highlight you in that. You know, but I think it's surprising to folks in your own community, backyard, that might not even know, but someone from Rhode Island already bought your books, right?
Yeah. I got to see some of them, like Japan, Australia.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, the book's Soulless Lonesome. Also, Those Who Live in Darkness, Volume 1. Dan Schrader, I would love for you to get these books and check it out. We're going to be giving some away. I'll give that, I'll have that on one of the radio stations I'm on. We're going to do a giveaway, and you've signed them. It's going to be really cool. So we appreciate you listening to this podcast. Dan, I got to ask you. Well, first off, let me tell folks, they can link up with you, facebook.com/ Dan Schrader Horror. Same thing on Instagram, right?
Yeah, all together on that.
Yep.
TikTok. Yeah, I pretty much tried to keep it all the same.
All uniform.
Yeah.
Someone told me when I got into radio, make sure all of them are the same.
And yeah.
That's exactly right.
I'm working on a website, but that's a
undertaking. That's another beast, yeah, right?
Within its own right there.
Oh, man. New dad, work full-time job. You're able to do your passion. You're busy. Now, who's someone, or is there a author or something that you read early in life that, man, I want to do this? Was there one moment or a defining moment or something that you read or you saw?
Clive Barker.
He's amazing, isn't he?
Yeah. It was A Telltale Heart by Clive Barker, which everybody will know as Hellraiser.
Oh, wow. That's right.
I read that, and I read it again, and I read it again. And then I got the Books of Blood. William Johannesburg, he wrote Falling Angel, which became the movie Angel Heart.
Wow, that's right. Man, but yeah, that's some good stuff that grabbed you. Man, just hearing the name, though. Hearing his name, that most people that might not even be into the genre know who that is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That says a lot.
Yeah, and I've just met, like, you know, a lot of cool people that now, like, you get to read their stuff, and it's nice whenever you have other authors that are like, hey, man, you want to can you check this out for me and let me know what you think?
I love that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the other day, like, I talked to, like, all kinds of, you know, Chuck Nasty, Stuart Bray. Those guys are from Kentucky.
Right.
You meet a lot of authors from all kinds. Seems like Pennsylvania is like a horror mecca.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. There's so many horror authors that live in Pennsylvania.
I didn't know that. Wow. That's funny. That's great. You know, and it's all over the country. I love hearing authors supporting authors. You know, there's enough room for everybody, and the collaboration's awesome. You know, I think of music back in the day when I played more music. It was always cool meeting other musicians, and maybe you'd learn something new from that musician, or you'd collaborate together, or other things. It's just I love to see that happening in whatever walk of life that's going on. So that's awesome. Once again, Dan Schrader. Remember that you can link up with him on socials. But I want you to check out Soulless Lonesome, Also, Those Who Live in Darkness, Volume 1. I love when I see a book that almost captivates you before you open the page. Both of these, when I saw them, and I saw them for the first time, I didn't want to read them before I talked with you. Yeah. I've always been that way because I kind of want to learn about the author, just like the folks that are listening to this podcast right now. And so I got to see when you brought them out, I'm like, wow, those covers, those speak to me. And then so then the next thing is going in and diving into it. So, you know, I find myself knowing you before I knew you were a writer, I find myself proud of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's my dark secret.
That's right. Find out next week his other dark secrets, which we can't put on live radio. No, I'm kidding.
You read the stories and everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of people think that horror authors like live what they write.
Right. No, do you research stuff though?
Yeah, you research.
You have to
it
do
just
that.
Depends. Depends on what you're writing.
Yeah. Right. So do you ever think you're gonna run out? Like, you know, the tank's half empty.
No.
You've been writing a long time.
I have notebooks full of notes, and then just the other, like this week I already came up with a new story.
Wow.
And I have piles of just works in progress.
So this is something that you can continue to do.
Yes.
It's kind of overwhelming to think, wow, you're a dad, you're an author, and all this kind of happened around the same time. So what's the next avenue? I know you said you mentioned at the first of the podcast, that you've got some things in the very near future. You're collaborating and doing some stuff. What
was
that again?
Part of some anthologies. There's a body horror anthology that came out last month. This month, I got a short story, The Devil's Right.
That's
right. It had its early release this week on Godless platform.
That sounds interesting.
It's actually really cool. It's ran by Drew Stepik.
Okay.
And he is a huge supporter in the indie horror community.
Okay.
And you can get PDFs, ebooks,
okay,
for cheaper prices than you can like on Amazon and stuff. So you sign a contract like with him to work with him to where he can provide that to people cheaper price.
Which is a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and as authors, a lot of times, you know, we want people, you want to get it out. That's why we do giveaways and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
you have to. I got to be honest with you. That was the main reason. I'm like, man, let's do a podcast.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised that people in your own community, you're busy. I mean, gosh, you know, let's say, I mean, you know, you're a parent, full-time job, doing all these things. You miss a few things. So, if I can help, you know, let people know that, hey, man, we got a local author. You got to support local. I want people to know what's going on here. Like we're seeing all around, but Japan, Australia.
Yeah. The hardest part's not writing. The hardest part is actually getting the word out, getting eyes on your story.
I could see
if
that.
You like, you know, I just take it in stride.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. You put it out there. It gets good reviews. I'm just happy.
And you know what? And if you find a passion that makes you happy, dude, I think that's therapy.
Yeah, this has helped me a lot.
Well, congratulations on being a dad.
Thank you.
You got a great family. Always love seeing you guys. And congratulations on putting yourself out there. And if you're a young writer and you're listening to this podcast, or no matter what the field that you're in or you want to do, regrets suck. Take the jump. Give it a shot. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, completely. It's I think, you know, a lot of times fear holds us back.
Oh, most definitely.
But I'd rather be scared and take a chance than
to have not done it at all.
Yeah, not done it at all.
That's awesome. Well, once again, Soulless Lonesome, Those Who Live in Darkness, Volume 1. And I guarantee this is the first of many. Remember the name Dan Schrader. Find him on socials and just look forward to all the things you've got going on. I can't wait to read these. And Dan, I'm so proud of you, bud. Keep it rolling, and best of luck to you, brother.
All right, thanks, man. Thank you so much.
I feel good.